So basically, this is a disclaimer to the episode you're about to listen. All of this is strictly for entertainment purposes, so please do not take this the wrong way. If you do, you're a fucking idiot, and that's your fault.
Catch my breath. Ah, let me catch my breath.
Moo.
Ah, let me catch my breath.
I.
Ooh, let me catch my breath.
Yes.
Back.
We're back. We're back.
We're back. Anyways, we've got a theory today, again, as you'd expect. This is Vida Loca Show. Welcome back to our podcast about conspiracy theories. They don't have to be conspiracy, actually. They could just be theories. And today we have a theory. I have a theory. And my theory is that our last stage of evolution is to become what we now call primates.
Or aka humans.
No. Apes.
Wait. Continue.
Let me explain. So normally you are told that we share a common ancestor with apes, right? At some point in the evolutionary stage, we branch out from one common ancestor and then another branch goes on to become apes. And many other apes, and many other different species of apes, or types of variations of apes, right? And then the other branch goes on to become the more developed, so-called, allegedly, the more developed primates, aka humans, and the other species that did not survive, aka the Neanderthals, the Denisovans, the all of that shit, right?
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you that the final stage of evolution is actually the apes that we see today. Chimpanzees and orangutans, the big apes.
And gorillas.
The great apes? Yeah. The greater apes. Those are the final stage of evolution. I feel like at some point, they were an advanced civilization too.
So do you not believe that we came from apes?
Actually come from apes. We share a common ancestor. That's why we coexist together.
But like, did we ever like breed with apes to make us humans?
We wouldn't be able to breed with apes because we're so far removed to a point where we're no longer the same species anymore.
So it would be like, so we'll go back to your point now that when did evolution stop then?
Evolution didn't stop. It's still going to this day.
But it never stops. But the apes are in the zoo are the same apes. You don't see them, I don't know, holding, walking around with phones and stuff.
Yes. That's because they have finished the game of life.
What do you mean finished
the game? They're post-civilization. Okay? Apes done the whole civilization thing. They completed it. And they resorted to become apes that they are today because they realized that having a civilization is actually the worst thing you could do as a species.
Maybe they stopped. They're like, you know,
because look at us right now, right? We have wars, we have hate, we have just a lot of bad things happening on our planet, right? Mm. We have all these crises going on.
Preach.
We have to pay taxes, we have to work, you have to go to work and go work for a living.
You got- for the
you
man.
You can't do anything.
Woman.
Do anything, right? We have to pay bills.
Yeah.
Be taxed. Everything is all about money.
We don't even get a choice. Where do we have to even put our tax money?
You can't choose whether you want to work or not. You can't choose whether you want to participate in society.
You have to.
Or not.
Die.
You're forced. You know, it's like as soon as you're born, boom.
That's it. He's a national insurance. You're just a national insurance number.
Yeah, as soon as you're born, you're in a system. You can't escape it. So apes have figured out if they just, you know, because ignorance is bliss. That's the saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've dumbed themselves down to a point where they don't have to partake in society the same way we do.
Are they deliberately doing that, though? Do you think these apes are
deliberately? Yes. I feel like at first it started off as a thing to do, but after a while it just became their nature.
So You think there was an ape that spoke to an almost human that they were like, okay, you guys, you do your side and we do our side?
Nah, they didn't do that. They didn't speak to humans. They're way more advanced than us as a species. They're stronger than us. They're more flexible than us. They're like a complete package compared to us. They can do everything we could do and better. Physically, that is.
Damn.
What can we do that apes can't do physically?
We can go on our phones. Apes can't do that. You can't see apes, you know, texting someone.
Yeah, that's because they don't want to.
Like YouTube videos.
Yeah, but if they do that, then we'll figure out that they're actually smarter than they play to be. And that'll blow their cover, and we're going to have to make them pay tax.
Well, and
see, they're going to have to go to work and pay rent now. They can't live in a zoo for free.
Imagine an ape being a maid. It's laughing,
man. Well, that's happened a couple of times.
So if you shaved that ape off, what do they look like if you shaved all of their skin off?
You look like Prince Charles.
Yeah, but you don't see any white apes out there.
What do you mean? They're all different skin colors, bro. What color are the apes?
I've seen any. I'm not gonna.
Where are you going with this?
I know what you're trying to do. I can't.
What am I trying to do? You started this. You said you've never seen any white apes. Where are you going with this?
I've never seen any like Mexican apes.
What?
Yeah, you've never seen them. You've never seen apes with mustaches, right?
What are you trying to say? All Mexicans have mustaches?
No, not all Mexicans have mustaches. Some.
So, okay, why does a Mexican ape have to exclusively have a mustache?
I don't know. I'm making myself laugh in my head. Anyway, we'll go back to your theory because I'm just...
No. I want to hear this. Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I'm just... If they're playing to be dumb, and the only apes I've seen is one kind of apes.
What apes have you seen? Because there's a whole variety.
I've only seen like the normal ape that you see in the zoo in London. There's nothing special. There's not like I've seen anything that's...
What are you seeing? A chimpanzee?
I've seen a chimpanzee.
Yeah. And there's a whole array of apes. There's at least 100,000 species of apes.
And they're all hiding. Where they're hiding? In the rainforest.
They're not hiding. They're just out there, just having fun, enjoying their life, simple lives. You know, they eat everything. They're just swinging on the trees. Basically, Tarzan. They figured out that living with nature is the key. What do people prioritize the most in our modern day society?
Yeah, but what if they're going to be like Rise of the Apes, where they, you know, then they make a stand?
Nah, that's just a speculation. That's what we humans think of apes. That's nothing to do with the apes. They didn't make those films. If they were to make films, it would just be kumbaya, harmony, and peace.
Well, all the apes.
All the apes live like that. Have you seen bonobos?
No.
They have ideal intimate relationships in their communities.
What, with humans and apes?
No, bonobos. Themselves, among themselves.
Well, do you think a human and ape could have a relationship?
I mean, Michael Jackson had an ape, so... Who knows?
That's true, you know. Was his ape named Bubbles or something, or Buttons, or?
It was Bubbles.
Would you have an ape?
Yeah. Okay. I would have an ape.
But would you get married to an ape?
That's bestiality, bro. We don't class them as human. Oh. We class them as animals.
But what if they're
so it's illegal. They can't consent because they're classed as animals.
Wait, how's getting married to an animal count as bestiality?
Because they can't consent to get married to you.
But they got a free will, right? So if they, you know.
Yeah, but they're animals.
Wait, so if they put a human being with a gorilla, what would happen?
The human would probably get killed. Being annoying.
But how do these humans capture these gorillas and stuff and put them in there?
Because they shoot them with fucking tranquilizers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm losing my brain today, and it's very stupid questions. Let's go back. So you're apes, right? You're Planet of the Apes, rather the apes.
Yes, I feel like apes are post civilization. So they're just chilling on this earth now in their little groups because they realize living in a big society does not work. It's not for everyone. You're only going to get wars and capitalism and all the bad shit that you can think of. But so they decided, you know what? We're just going to branch out. Go live in your little forest there with your mates. Go live in your little forest there with your mates. Go live in your little forest there with your mates and just do whatever you want. And yeah, you're never going to have to pay taxes. You can eat everything you want. You'll grow a bunch of hair. You don't have to buy clothes anymore. And
that's true, you know.
Just exist out there. Smoke as much trees in the forest as you want. You know? That's go live it. In the Amazon forest, rainforest. You know? And just have fun. Humans will leave you alone. Pretend you're sick. They're going to put you in a zoo and take care of you.
Yeah, but I swear that's like a jail for animals.
No, it's not. They're just chilling there for a bit and then leave after a while.
I'll be bored. They'll be confined into one space.
Oh, they leave after a while.
They don't leave. They're stuck there.
No, they're not there forever. Only the animals that get kept in the zoo is the sick animals.
What?
Yeah. It's like a rehabilitation center.
Chesington Zoo.
They're not keeping animals there forever. If they do, I hope everyone that's listening to this podcast boycotts every single zoo in the world and stop going to the zoos and stop supporting anything based on zoos because it's animal cruelty, essentially.
You can make these monkeys your pets.
No, you can't. I feel like having pets is animal cruelty in its own. So you can't say you're an animal lover and have a pet and believe in the concept of a pet.
Yeah, because to me, a pet is not an animal.
It's an animal.
It's just modern slavery.
It's domesticated, but it's just like a jester for your own entertainment whenever you feel like it. You know? It's like, imagine you gave birth to your child just to take it for walks whenever you feel like it and have it entertain you for whenever you're bored. I mean, some people actually have kids for that. So it's not very far-fetched.
That's pretty civic girls.
Yeah. Some people literally have kids to replace their significant other. You ever seen the single moms on Facebook? They'll be posting posts like, my son, my king, the only man I need in my life.
Yeah, I've seen actually stuff like that.
And you don't think that's weird?
Facebook scrolling.
And you don't think that's weird?
Yeah, that's strange.
It's quite strange, isn't it?
I mean, like, I understand that you love your kids, but like...
Yeah, but that's not love. That's romanticizing your kids, bro. That's borderline weird.
Did you say it's borderline weird?
It's fucking weird. Maybe saying borderline is a bit... It doesn't give the same... Okay, it's fucking weird.
But wouldn't you not want to idolize your kid?
No. Just raise the motherfucker. Don't fucking worship them. They poo themselves for fun. Yeah. But nah, there's a lot of people that do that. They were saying, oh, my kid, my son, my the only man I need in my life. Whatever. And yeah, I think that's pretty strange. But, hey, apes. Yeah, they don't wear clothes. They don't need anything. They just exist, live, and die. And yeah, harmony, peace,
peace,
violence every now and then, but it's natural violence. It's necessary violence. Defending yourself from other predators.
Damn.
And marking your territory.
That's
what
insane.
Apes do you know? What species of apes are you familiar with?
The gorillas, the chimpanzees, the orangutans.
Yeah. There's spider monkeys, there's gibbons, there's baboons.
I thought spider monkeys was a myth.
No, spider monkey is a real thing.
Damn, I don't know.
Maybe it's not a spider and a monkey. It's just a monkey that's very flexible and looks quite cool. They call it a spider monkey. It's not actually a spider.
Having a moustache with a monkey, that'd be funny.
What?
Gorilla.
Even though monkeys look at how they have a moustache.
Because I always think, how come they never like have a moustache? Like they're hairy.
Because they're hairy everywhere.
So I still
humans
don't
have
that.
A moustache because we're not hairy everywhere.
I don't believe we're monkeys. I don't think we're descendants of monkeys or apes.
Because we're not descendants of monkeys. We and monkeys are on the same level. It's just that we come from the one common ancestor.
Long lost cousins.
Bro, it's like, look, it's like this. It's like, what's two fruits that come from the same source? You know there's two fruits that come from that. Okay, there's a nectarine, right?
Yeah, on a plum.
Yes, a nectarine and an apple, they say. They all come from the same tree, essentially. But one developed other features, and the other one developed other features. Literally, but essentially, then they became two completely different fruits. But at one point, they had one fruit where they both came from.
So long-lost cousins, then, basically.
In a way, yes. That's what everyone tried to say. They don't say we come from monkeys. Otherwise, monkeys wouldn't exist today if it came from them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They exist because they exist. We can coexist together because we came from the same source.
Source.
It may sound complicated, but it didn't happen overnight. It took millions of years to happen. Hundreds of thousands of years. Okay? Recorded history only shows up to, I don't know, only 10,000 years ago.
True.
And who knows what was happening 10,000 years prior to that. Actually, yeah, recorded history shows up to like 50,000 BC.
Perfect. Okay.
That's like 50,000 before current era. So that's like 50,000 years before the 50,000 years. Well, before the 20,000 years we're in now. The 2,000 years we're in now. So it's like 2,000 plus 50,000. Yeah, you get the gist. But what I'm trying to say is we haven't been here long enough to experience any visual evolution. The only evolution we can witness is our own man-made evolution.
The tech revolution, that's it.
No. It's our own made evolution.
The planes, cars.
Yeah, it's stuff that we made ourselves. Like animals. We domesticated animals. Like dogs. We created dogs. We created a lot of animals. We created a lot of plants. By manipulating them and, you know, subsidizing the species that we want to a point where we create a whole completely new different species. You know?
Yeah.
That's how evolution works. So I feel like monkeys have done this, been there, and they probably nuked each other and then experienced like nuclear winter. That's why they're hairy. Because they all went through radiation after the nuclear wars happened.
So to save yourself, would you use a monkey as a shield?
From what?
Against radiation.
How would I do that?
To use their hairs.
Unless I'm skinning it and wearing it as a coat.
For God's sake.
I mean, that's on the way. I could, because it's radiation. You ever have a monkey hazmat suit?
Nah.
If you're going to use a monkey as a shield.
Hmm.
But it's not like a monkey's going to let you do that. It's going to beat the fuck out of you. You know, a monkey could open your skull with his bare hands.
No, I did not know that.
That's how strong they are.
I need to watch a couple of monkey videos.
Well, I watch a bunch of ape documentaries every now and then in my spare time.
Banana's their favorite fruit, is that man made?
They eat everything, bro.
Do they eat?
They eat everything. They're omnivores. They eat meat, they eat everything that is edible, they eat it. They eat lions, they eat other monkeys too.
Nah, that's out of order.
They eat whatever they want.
So,
they've grown past morality. So, I feel like, I don't know, innit? I hear all of that evolution stuff, but I have my own theory that says monkeys were the humans before. But obviously, they went through a nuclear war and they bombed the shit out of each other. And they had radiation and nuclear winter in the world. And they all became hairy due to radiation.
What
and
the hell?
The nuclear winter. And then they lost all their brain cells and now they just kind of exist. And then. And there's a key out there to unlock the monkey back to how it was. But they don't want to unlock it anymore because now they realize if they do that, they're going to have to pay taxes and be subjected to the world of cruelty and they're going to have to face racism and discrimination for being monkeys.
What the hell?
So they're just going to pretend they don't see it and just, you know, pretend they're dumb and ignorant and living in a jungle. And in the forests.
Oh, I thought you said Boris. Didn't you see Boris the monkey?
To be honest, he does look like one, so I wouldn't be surprised. He's probably the king of the monkeys. You said never seen a white monkey?
No, I have.
Well, you haven't been looking at your TV in the past 6 months, have you? You just mentioned his name.
Boris.
There you go.
So yeah. Boris is the king of monkeys.
It might be. But yeah, that's my theory today. Let me know what you think, guys. What do you think?
I think that... I mean, that theory is a crazy theory. The second theory, that other one about the whole extinction and then wolves and monkeys, but... That's insane. What if monkeys were literally, like, you know... What if monkeys can actually talk to us and no one's just tried to actually speak to a monkey before?
Well, their brains full of radiation from nucleus, so they can't talk to us. But they have a key somewhere out there. That's why Boris Johnson became prime minister and they voted him out before he was able to do that, to liberate all the monkeys.
Liberate?
Yeah.
All the monkeys?
Yeah, he was going to liberate all the monkeys, so they stopped him. His first step was... calling in for Brexit so that the UK becomes an isolated island and then he'll get all of his monkey cousins come to the UK and they'll live here and kick everyone out. That's why they're making the UK economy so shit that it's going to be so unbearable and then so unlivable that everyone's going to migrate to somewhere else and this place is only going to be suitable for monkeys.
What the hell?
And all the monkeys are going to come here and create their own isolated island of monkey and they just live here on their own peacefully. Without no one bothering them.
Human civilization, would you join them?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you fight back and like kill the monkeys?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you allow them to?
I mean, if they have, as long as they don't bother us in our own country, then they're cool. Just stay in your monkey country. Don't come in our country and take our jobs. All right?
Take our jobs. Imagine a monkey, a bus driver.
Exactly. Okay, like, don't come into a fucking country, take our jobs, and I'll be all right with it, innit? I don't mind them. Just don't come to me, innit?
Innit, mate?
Don't come to my country and do all that. Like, I don't mind, innit? Like, you just do your own thing, innit? I mean, I'm not racist or anything. I've got monkey friends, you know? Well,
that sounds like a common white
monkey. I've got NFTs with monkey apes in them, so I'm not racist, right? But, yeah. Just do your monkey business out there. Don't bring me into it.
That sounds like a common monkey trait.
So yeah, that's what it is.
For you people out there, you human beings, you apes, you monkeys.
Yeah, that's where we're heading if we don't stop with the nucleus, cuz. We're going to be monkeys.
So we're going to blame Putin.
That's our destiny.
Blame Putin for it.
I mean, Putin already looks like one, doesn't he?
I mean, yeah, similar.
Oh shit, I just realized there's a we have audience from Russia, by the way, so we
Oh no.
didn't put a disclaimer just in case, innit?
I forgot about
Yes. So yeah.
disclaimer for you and for anyone that's offended. Look, we're comedy here, okay?
Yeah, this is nothing serious. Don't take anything this serious.
We love you, monkeys.
But monkeys is think about it, consider it. I'll draw you a map and you're gonna see it. Thanks for listening.